Time now, 6:50. Call this meeting order for Land and Natural Resource Cultural Preservation Committee, June 6, 2017. Invocation, I'd like to ask Mark Randolph if you can offer that for us.
Lord, we're thankful for another day. Thankful for all your blessings that you've given us, Lord. I ask that you just clear our minds, Lord, that you guide and direct us through this meeting. That you would give us traveling mercy on our way home, Lord. Just pray that you would fill this room, Lord, that this room would be sealed in the name of Jesus. That good things would happen here today. Thank you for your love and your mercy and your goodness. Say all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Randall. Next, we have a roll call of Gazing.
Dale Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randall.
Present.
Dale Beaver.
Here.
Thomas Shihola.
Here.
Mitch Jack.
Here.
Chairman, I have 5 present, 0 absent.
5 present, 0 absent constitutes a quorum, and any business conducted this evening will be official. Next we have is approval of minutes on May 9, 2017. I give the committee time to review and ask for a motion.
Chairman, I'm going to make a motion to approve the minutes with any necessary changes.
Motion has been made to approve the minutes with any necessary changes by Mark Randolph. Second. Seconded by Thomas Shihola. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes. Next, order of business. We have a camp and camp house fellowship hall grant applications. Leah Gufke Ceremonial Ground, Eddie Lowe. Oh, okay. Y'all have the application there. I don't think he can come down that stairs.
Motion to pass.
Motion for a due pass by Mark Randolph, seconded by Thomas Shihola. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shihola.
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Okay. Next item we have is Hutch Chubba Indian Baptist Church, Esther West. Oh, there you are. all right, we have the application for that. This is the church or grant application, or is it a ceremony? Am I on the right one?
No.
Okay, 7,000. Any questions for this one?
Is this the right one?
No, it's this one. This one with 7,000.
Camp house.
Mm-hmm. It's the camp house application.
Everything. Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Thomas Yehola. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Doug Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Yehola.
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Do you have any questions? No questions? Okay, all your information is correct on here?
Yes.
Okay. Mado. Next we have is church ceremony grant. Ceremony grant applications. Hatchage Up Indian Baptist Church, which was postponed on May 9th, 2017. I think there were some questions on that one.
One of them to spend more.
Mm-hmm. Do we have...
I talked to Ms. Hardrow today, and she said that they weren't going to do it.
Okay, they weren't going to do it.
No.
So it needs to be postponed indefinitely?
Yes.
Pagazi had spoke with Ms. Hardrow and said they were not going to do this.
As long as she made notes of it. Mm-hmm. Make a record of it. That's fine.
Okay. Need a motion for postponement on that.
Okay. Motion to postpone indefinitely.
Motion has been made to postpone this application indefinitely by Tom Shaholas, seconded by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next we have is Hickory Ground Ceremonial Ground for the grant application. Do you have any representatives from Hickory Ground?
Nicole's here.
Where's he at?
Right in front.
Oh.
Right in front.
Okay, go ahead.
Motion to pass.
Second.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph, seconded by Mitch Jack. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Yehola.
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. All right. All right. All right. Down to our next item we have is TR17-077. A tribal resolution of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a Niagara Plan of Action with the Southeast Archaeological Center of the National Park Service for their treatment and disposition of Native American human remains, funerary objects, sacred objects, and objects of cultural patrimony discovered at Cumberland Island National Seashore. Sponsors Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Mitch Jack. Discussion.
Ms. Butler, you want to talk for us? But they want to be up front.
Oh.
Next.
Okay.
It's kind of right here?
Yeah. Yes.
Chairman, this legislation is to help or to approve the Southeast Archaeological Center to do archaeological investigation on Cumberland Island. They've had a lot of erosion that happened there. I brought a picture of some of the erosion and a map showing where Cumberland Island is. It's in the bottom county of Georgia, right on the Florida border. And the reason that we're involved is that there was tribal town known as the Yamasee that once occupied Cumberland Island, and there were known Native American sites there on the island, and actually Native American remains washed ashore because of the erosion. So in the picture you can see all the trees that have fallen down, and that's on the bay side. On the western side or eastern side of the island is the Atlantic Ocean, which is not necessarily eroding, but on the bay side it is. So if you see those trees falling down, and some of the site had eroded in the water, and some remains came out. So what they want to go do is to stabilize that island And in this agreement, they're saying that there's a chance that they may encounter more remains, and just that this is the plan. If they do, these are the steps that are going to happen. So we'd like to get this agreement executed so they can work to stabilize the seashore. And probably next month, we're coming with more legislation to actually do a repatriation agreement to rebury the remains that were found there.
Thank you, Ms. Butler. We have any questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Bieber?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead, sponsor. Am I?
No.
Oh. Oh, okay. Which one is it?
102.
102, yeah, okay. Again, somebody needs to make a motion to move that up to the top of the agenda.
Chairman, I make a motion to move NCA 17-102 to the next to the top of the agenda.
Motion was made by Mark Randolph to move NCA 17-102 to the top of the agenda.
Second.
Seconded by Thomas Shahola. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's NCA 17-102 is a law of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to the Creek Chapel Methodist Church. Sponsor is Johnny Green.
Motion to pass. Due pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Mitch Jack. Discussion. Yes.
Yes, we have a minister and members from Creek Chapel here with us tonight.
Oh, way up there. It's all right.
Hold on. Never mind.
Hold.
He said, "Come down."
It's all right.
That's all right. You don't have to come down. Anybody? Any questions from the committee? No questions from the committee. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Bieber.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. And be forwarded to BFJ for a funding source. Yes, Dale.
Representative Randolph asked that I can make a motion to have his 3 pieces of legislation moved up after this one,
mm-hmm.
Which is NCA 17-095, NCA 17-096, NCA 17-099.
Oh, okay. Okay, motion was made to move the items of 17-095, 096, and 099 by Del Bieber to move to the top of the agenda.
Second.
Seconded by Mitch Jack. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Mm-hmm. All right, next item we have is NCA 17-095, a law of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Neyauka Indian Baptist Church. The sponsor is Randall Hicks.
Pass.
Motion for due pass by Thomas Shahola.
Second.
Second by Mitch Jack. In discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
This here is for the church to request some assistance for their trip to Falls Creek. Their total is $4,178.76. And they had a fundraiser, and they raised $963.31. And so they are requesting an amount of $2,001.38. And I believe that we have some of the members in the audience here if there's any questions.
Okay. Any questions from the committee? Go ahead, Randall.
Sure. Actually, the amount is a little bit different. Normally what's been going on is been looking at the budgets, and we've only been requesting about half, or we've been funding about half of the budget. I think it's a little bit different. So we just, it's $2,089.38. It might be a little bit different than what was. Is it different?
No, that's what.
Okay. All right. But anyway, I think they requested a little bit more, but we only did the half, and that's what that amount is. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. So.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Mark Rendall?
Yes.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is support to BF&J for a funding source. Next item we have is NCA 17-096, a law from Scoia Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to High Spring Baptist Church. Sponsor is Randall Hicks.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Thomas Yohola.
Second.
Seconded by Mitch Jack. Discussion.
Chair, on this one, it's combined, actually the mower and Falls Creek. They had to request the Falls Creek as well. So we just combined the total, those two in the total amount of 71. So it's actually the mower and then the request for Falls Creek.
Questions on there with this? No questions. Roll call vote.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Mark Randall?
Yes.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Be forwarded to BF&J for funding source. Next item we have is NCA 17-099, along with the Scoia Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Buckeye Creek Baptist Church. Sponsor is Randall Hicks.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randall.
Second.
Seconded by Mitch Jack. Discussion. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Again, this Buckeye Baptist Church is also requesting $3,805 for the Buckeye, Falls Creek camp, and they also raised about that much.
Okay. Any questions from committee? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randall.
Yes.
Bill Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes to be forwarded to BF&J for funding source. Back to the TR 17082. Tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a letter of completion with the Indian Health Service and City of Holdenville and the Muscogee Creek Nation. Sponsor is Thomas Yohola.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Thomas Yohola.
Second.
Seconded by Mitch Jack. Discussion.
Is anyone in the audience who can elaborate on this? Demonstrate, please.
Yes, this is a letter of completion, as the title states, with the IHS, the City of Holdenville, and the Nation. It's for a project that's been completed. It looks like it back in 2009, an MOU was entered into with the three parties to do a study on the sanitary system, I guess, in the City of Holdenville, and it has now been completed. And so the letter of completion is just a letter that documents that the project's completed. There's no responsibilities for any other parties at this time, and everything's been done and completed. And since it's with the City of Holdenville and IHS, it's got to come before council for approval. per the Constitution. So that's all the matter does.
All right. Thank you. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Thomas Shaholas.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Bill Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR17-084, a tribal resolution of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a temporary operating permit with the Arbica Fellowship Church for the operation of one temporary fireworks sales facility on tribal trust land. Sponsor is James Jennings.
Motion for
due pass from Mitch Jack.
Second
by Dale Beaver. Discussion. Oh. I knew I saw it.
Yeah, we just want to operate a fireworks stand at the I-40 exit where that Conoco station used to be. And we have a generator, so we don't need electricity. We just need a place to operate.
Any questions? It is... Mr. Dillinger, did y'all go through this agreement here?
I believe so. It looks to me as if it is the standard agreement that we use for all the other fireworks stands.
Okay.
So I think we've already approved the Lions Club to use it. I think it's the same agreement, and we're waiving the rental fee and the surety bond to help the church out. So
okay.
It's the standard agreement.
All right. Thank you. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote. Thank you.
Mr. Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shaholas?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is NCA 17-090, allowing Muscogee Creek Nation establishing the Muscogee Creek Nation of Environmental Services Revolving Fund for all income generated revenue. Sponsors, Dale Beaver.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to due pass.
Motion for due pass by Dale Beaver, seconded by Mark Randolph. Discussion?
Is Williams here?
Yes, sir.
Oh, there you go.
This is 090.
Oh, 090. Sorry.
Mr. Chair, committee, we're asking for this appropriation or this revolving fund to be set up. We do sell some cardboard through the year. We are asking for this revolving fund. We do sell some recyclables through the year. It's not a whole amount. I think the last year we sold probably about $7,000. This year we're up to about $6,000. We look to sell a little more before the end of the year. However, we are coming into the season of the ceremonial ground and churches, events and activities. We do have some roll-off boxes. Our first commitment is to the churches, the ceremonial ground and the communities. However, we know in the wintertime, we're looking at some of the departments that maybe want to rent these dumpsters. And so we're looking to have a fee set for them for a 20-yard or 30-yard dumpster within the departments. I think we can operate at a competitive price with the outside vendors, and we can still cut them a little break and us at the same time still recoup some of our tipping fee, our driver, and some of our diesel at a reduced cost to the tribe. Now, we do get calls now since people are seeing the dumpsters out. Can you rent those for an individual, or can you rent those for... No, not at this time. We're not really set up for that. Later on, we'd like to. We're really getting into it this year. We're keeping a pretty full schedule. We know that they're put to good use, but we know at the same time, some of them that are in use aren't being fully used. We're taking it to some places, and I'm not going to throw anybody on the bus here, but place requested it. We took it to it. He said they were going to use it. We left it there for a couple of weeks, went back, and didn't use it at all. You know, so now we're asking them, when you do request one, are you ready for it? You know, get ready for it. And then we give them a list of stuff they can put in that dumpster. We want them to use it, and then we'll come pick it up, tip it, and be gone. So we're trying to put a little limit to them now, two-week limit, and then so somebody else can use it. We did get some more dumpsters this year. Hopefully this is turning into something that's going to grow as we grow with our environmental services. Hopefully we can use some of that money in that revolving fund to put back into supplies, equipment repair, fencing. We're trying to expand our recycle center a little bit, the yardage, so we're going to need some fence to keep our stuff safe. So we just put some lighting up there. We want to add an additional gate, some fence, so with this revolving fund coming in, we can do that. So that's where we're at.
I think. Do you have any questions from the committee? No questions? Roll call vote.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Colin Shahola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman Hill, 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. Said motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Colonel.
Thank you. Pass it over to Mark Randolph.
NCA 17-091, law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Trenton Indian Baptist Church. Sponsors Darrell Proctor.
Motion for due pass.
Motion due pass by Representative Proctor.
Second.
Second by Representative Jack. Discussion?
Yes, this is kind of the same ones we've been going through with these other churches. They're asking for a lawnmower to help with their to help them purchase a lawnmower for the grounds that they had to take care of.
Any questions from the committee? Roll call vote, please.
Darrell Proctor?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman Hill, 4 in favor, 0 against.
NCA 17-091 passes back to Chairman.
Forward it over
to BF&J for a funding source.
All right, thank you, Mark. Next item we have is NCA 17-092, law from Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Duplaca Indian Baptist Church. Sponsor is Thomas Shahola.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Thomas Shahola. Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Yes, I called Samantha Harrison. She called me today and I told her about the meeting. And she is unable to be here, but on the back side it shows where the church went through and made a motion to ask the nation for assistance for the Falls Creek. They have 14 Creek members and one non-Creek attending. And they had a fundraiser of $414.39, and their goal is $3,000. And they're asking assistance with remaining, which is $2,556.61. They have most of their congregation is of elders, and so they really didn't have the fundraisers that they needed. But they are requesting assistance, you know, for the remainder. Thank you.
Any questions from committee? No questions. Roll call vote.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman Hill, 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Be forwarded to BF&J for funding source. I'm going to turn this over to Mark.
NCA 17-093, law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to the Eufaula Indian Club. Sponsors Darrell Proctor.
Mm-hmm. Motion for due pass.
Motion to pass by Representative Proctor.
Second.
Second by Representative Beaver. Discussion?
Yes, this is the Eufaula Indian Club, which is, they host a Labor Day powwow in Eufaula. on Labor Day. They're asking for a donation to help with their expenses that's associated with this powwow, and they use, and this is an annual get together they have, and they usually have a lot of booths where a lot of people can kind of sell what they have with them. And Miss JD Tiger, she is the coordinator for this powwow, and they have done this for several years, and then they've kind of gone out on their own, and she's kind of gotten out and got most of the money that they do need, but she does ask for donations from the Creek Nation, and there is a budget listed.
Any questions from the committee? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Del Proctor?
Yes.
Commissioner Hall?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
Turn it back over to Chairman Proctor. I'll go forward this to BFMJ also. NCA 17-094, Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation, authorizing a special appropriation to Okwesky Baptist Church. Sponsor is Darrell Proctor.
Motion for due pass.
Motion due pass by Representative Proctor.
Second.
Second by Representative Jack. Discussion.
This is kind of the same legislation we had with the other churches. They are getting a lawnmower, asking for a lawnmower to help with the grounds that they have over at Okwesky, and this is just going through the same one we've been going through on the other with the other churches.
Thank you. Any other discussion, questions? Roll call vote, please.
Del Proctor?
Yes.
Thomas Trujillo?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, I'm 4 in favor, 0 against.
That passes, and I'll turn this back to Chairman Proctor.
That will be forwarded to BF&J for funding source. Next item is NCA 17-097, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Grant Chapel United Methodist Church. Sponsors Mark Randolph.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass for Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Mitch Jack. Discussion?
No. Second.
Any questions from the committee? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Trujillo.
Yes.
Chairman, I'm 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. And motion passes and be forwarded to BF&J for funding source. Next item we have is NCA 17-098, Law of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to the All Nations Mission Center. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass from Mark Randolph.
Second
by Mitch Jack. Discussion.
I think we have some folks from there. Would y'all like to come down? Come on down. If y'all can just give us a little overview of what you're asking money for.
Mm-hmm. So we had attend Indian Falls Creek.
Okay.
And we raised, our goal was 43, and we raised $21.99.62. And that's from October until last month with an Indian Falls sale, and then we had a total of, we had several fundraisers from October until the 12th day of last week.
Very good, thank you. Any questions?
Yes, Thomas.
I'm not familiar with the church, but how many tribal citizens do you have in your membership?
We have probably about 85% of our Creek citizens are our church members.
Okay, thank you.
Our church consists of all tribes, so it's not just one particular tribe. We got different tribes that are representing our church as well, too. The majority of them are Creek.
Yeah, well, that's what I was wanting to find out is what percentage of your membership were tribal citizens?
I think it's about 85%.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? No questions, roll call vote.
Mark Randall?
Yes.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Chihola?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes before to DFJ for a funding source. Next item we have is NCA 17-100, a law of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to the Tecumseh Methodist Church. Sponsor is Rufus Scott.
Motion for due pass
for Thomas Chihola.
Second.
Seconded by Mitch Jack. Discussion.
Mr. Scott.
Thank you, Chairman. I have Pastor Mexico here with me from Tickle Butchie, and he brought some pictures that I'd like to pass around of the fellowship hall that they're operating in now. We had two contractors that condemned the building, said that it wasn't worth repairing, it would cost too much, and Tickle Butchie is a very active traditional church. They have a lot of people that come to visit them on their 4 Sundays, 8 Sunday, and they just don't have the facilities right now to feed the members and stuff that come out there. And I just think, you know, this is something that a church, I mean, it's necessary for a church to have fellowship hall or camp houses and stuff. So if you have any questions, Pastor Fixco or for myself, and we'll be glad to take questions.
Any questions? Yes, Dale, go ahead.
Committee, I talked with Brother Paul earlier today and Representative Scott, and you know, their church is, I think they're on the 8th year. They got the $50,000 8 years ago, so they got 2 more years until they're eligible for another $50,000. And so to be fair across the board, I asked Brother Paul if he was okay with, if he gets this appropriation, would he not be okay with not being able to apply for that grant for 12 years since he has 2 years left on it? Because it wouldn't be fair if he gave him, you know, the $42,000, and within 2 years he's eligible for another $50,000. So, and he said that he'd be okay with that, and Representative Scott said he'd be okay with that. And also, I think that he said something about the
heating and air. Yes, we left that out of the estimate, but the balance of that would probably take care of that.
Yeah, so I would just like to amend the appropriation to the full $50,000, and that was probably, hopefully, would take care of the heat and air unit also. And but Brother Paul also said that he'd be, I guess, put in the legislation that they won't be eligible for the grant, the $50,000 grant, until 12 years from now. I mean, that just seems sort of fair to me and Brother Paul to be agreed to. So I don't know what y'all think.
Okay. Motion?
Yes.
Second.
Okay, motion was made to amend this to $50,000.
Yes.
Amend to $50,000. And put in, you heard all that, Alicia. Motion been made by Dale Beaver to amend, and then seconded by Thomas Chihola. Discussion on that.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Is
So the money the money will come from the grant, right? Because of...
No. No.
That would still be a special appropriation.
Yes, Thomas.
Yes, Reverend Fitzco, if we go ahead and give you this increased amount, then that will change your planning. We have a bigger facility, and that would be necessary too. So all the costs will add up to $50,000. So it might be that you'll have to submit some additional information, since it's going to be larger than what we're looking at now. Could you furnish some information on that?
Yeah, we can.
To show us, you know, how it's going to be constructed and what you're going to have within?
Yeah, if you can do that.
Okay, we can do that and send it to Alicia then.
Alicia.
I spoke to Alicia.
Just a minute. Just a minute.
Oh,
on the motion, we're going to... It's amended to 50, and what you're asking for is to show the budget of additional.
Yes.
Okay, additional to add up to 50.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
So it will come to that amount.
Okay.
To justify it.
All right, Speaker.
Thank you, Chair. There's a total, I think we're on the same track. There's basically 87 different here in HVAC. They need to show the HVAC where it will add on top of this 41, the 41.5. HVAC,
the HVAC is what they're short on the bid, what you
have in front of you. So HVAC needs to add
up to $50,000 total. Greg, is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes,
go ahead, Rufus. Can you say
my house
also? Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
so, have the budget reflect the amount you'll be receiving.
Okay.
All right, any...
Thank you.
All right, a motion on the floor to amend to $50,000. Roll call.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Chairman, I'm 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes to be amended to $50,000. Next item is the main motion. Any, we have a main motion on the floor is to do pass with amendments. Roll call vote.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Okay.
And forward it to BF&J for a funding source. Next item we have is NCA 17-0101. Allow the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the special appropriation to Sand Creek Eufaula Baptist Church. Sponsors, Rufus Scott.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass, Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Mitch Jack. Discussion? Yes.
Thank you, Chairman. I would have Pastor Tiger here with us, and he and I will try to answer any questions that we have. I'll start out by saying the fellowship hall was damaged by the storm. A huge tree fell on top of it, and it damaged one end where the kitchen area is at. And because of that, it caused a lot of damage inside. It flooded the building and stuff. The cabinet area, the walls and stuff, the sheetrock, they all have black mold on it now. And the church did have a fundraiser for sale to do like an emergency repair to cover the roof because it was exposed. And the money they raised with that, they put new sheet metal up there to keep the rain out, to keep from coming in any further. And also the church building. The church building is really old. It's got some bad paneling inside. The roof needs repairing. And the windows are really old, and some of them are hard to open, hard to secure and stuff. And I know that they're out of our Creek Nation boundaries, but they are Creeks. There are Creeks, and the church itself is made up of probably 80% Creek. And it's like I said, the church is probably, what, 80 years old, 85 years old? And they still operate their church by the old traditional ways. And by that, I mean, not just speaking the language, but the procedures that they have for different services, for a Four Sunday, for Lord's Supper. They still do the old ways and stuff, and there's a lot of churches that I don't think are doing that now because they really don't know and stuff. And, you know, we talk about tradition a lot and stuff, and, you know, what's $35,000 when it comes to tradition and stuff? If you're going to save your tradition and stuff, you know, that's worth every penny of it to me. And I talked to Chief Harjo about this. They was having a wild onion dinner, so I spoke to him about this. And he said at this time that they weren't in any position to help them. They try to help them with an appropriation of $10,000 a year, but you can only do so much with $10,000 and stuff. And also I spoke with Representative Yehola, and he said he spoke to Erica, which is the chief's assistant today at Seminole Nation, and they said that they were in the process of developing a program such as ours to help churches that are in their boundaries and stuff. But, you know, we don't know if that's going to pass or how long it's going to take, and the fellowship hall is in need of repair, I mean, you know, as quick as we can and stuff, because it's just going to create more problems and stuff with the mold and everything else inside. And I spoke to Deacon Tiger about it, and he said that they did talk to the chief, and the chief said that they were going to, like I said, try to develop a program to help the churches, but that failed last month. And so now they're going to try to work on a new program or other ways to, you know, do it and stuff. But like I said, you know, who knows how long that's going to take, even if it does pass, you know, my stuff. And it's like I said, you know, I know they're out of their boundaries, but, you know, we've helped a lot of citizens that were outside of the boundaries, a lot of organizations outside of the boundary that are associated with our Creek people and stuff. So that's why that I sponsored this legislation and stuff, because, you know, it's that important and stuff. So if there's any questions that y'all have, you know, if Deacon Tiger can ask, or if you have anything to add to it, then, you know.
I'd just like to say, you know, we're out of y'all's boundary, but, you know, we do a lot of services for different people, you know, not only Seminoles, Creeks, just, you know, whoever, you know, needs help, you know, our church. We open up the doors. You know, they want to bring a body to the church, you know, we open up the doors and have services, and, you know, we even travel back this way a lot, you know, to help out our Creek people. You know, last Tuesday we was at one up Fort Gibson Thomas in our church there, and, you know, we was helping out the family, and, you know, they, whoever calls, you know, we help them. You know, we don't ever turn nobody away, you know, and, you know, we do what we can, and, you know, like Rupert said, you know, that fellowship hall is a big part of the church, you know, because, you know, you feed people, you know, it may be dangerous, you know, someone come in and something was to fall on them, you know, and, you know, we're an independent church, you know, and we don't have much, but what we have in that church is love. You know, we reach out to everybody, you know, no matter what race they are or what tribe they are, you know, we help them in any way we can. You know, that was something that I wanted to add to this, and, you know, it's just something that, you know, like I said, Thomas talked to Erica over there, but, you know, last month they come in a council meeting and it didn't go through, you know. They was going to try to help all churches too with $10,000 and didn't go through. But, you know, that's why we got Creek members in our church also, you know. About, I don't know how many of them's in there, but we got about 18 of them
that comes pretty regular. And, you know, there's maybe about 30 of us comes every Wednesday night, you know. Quite a bit of them's Creek people.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to add what Deacon Tiger said. You know, we're talking about the boundaries, and it's in another nation, you know. It's in the Seminole Nation and stuff, but, you know, they're not able to help them right now. They may, you know, come later and stuff, but for now, you know, they do need that help and stuff. And it's like he said, they go everywhere. The church knows no boundaries, you know, whether it's Creek Nation or wherever, you know, there's no boundaries to the church and stuff. So I just like to ask for everybody's support on this. But okay.
All right, thank you. If we have any comments?
Yes,
yes, Thomas.
Yeah, I did talk to assistant to the chief today about this here, and they do not have a program, but the church did approach Chief Hartzell about some assistance, and he's going to try to work with them. And of course, you know, I understand, you know, what they're saying, and you know, they're out, and I saw them at Fort Gibson Dale, one of the veterans they put to rest. But what I'm getting at is that we have there's a lot of churches in Seminole Nation that are the same as this one here. And I hope we do not make this a precedent. You know, they're going to be saying, well, you help one church, you know, why can't you help us? And so that's what I don't want to see, is because I think a nation should help its, you know, should help its own, you know. And we had to develop a program, you know, for our camp houses. You know, we had to develop it from one request, and then it developed into what we have now. Mm-hmm. And so it's been real beneficial, you know, to keep these churches going, because, you know, those in the ceremonial ground are the backbone of this nation. If it wasn't for them, you know, we wouldn't be, you know, where we're at today. So that's my comment. I just don't want this to be a precedent, you know. Thank you.
Thank you. Mark.
I was looking at this, and I was asking for background information also. And one of the things that I came across that Glorieta Church had been helped before, and they're in the city, mm-hmm. Oklahoma City. And at the time, I wasn't on council, but I guess the council felt the need that there was such a great need that they helped them. And that's what I see. I mean, I realize, you know, our law and everything, but that's, you know, we can waive it, and it was waived before. And so I don't think this one would set precedence, because I think precedence has been set already. But thank you.
Dale.
I've thought about this for a long time, ever since they came across. And I see both sides of it, I really do. But I think, you know, they have gotten appropriations before. You know, they got things like 2,500 in 2005, 2,500 in 2007, and 5,000 in 2011. And the way I'm thinking about it is, since they are out of our jurisdiction, then they fall into the nonprofit category, and they are eligible for 5,000. And that's kind of the way I see it. You know, since they are nonprofit, they are eligible for 5,000, and I have no problem helping out with 5,000. And we've actually helped out with other entities, just at Hugh, I believe, for 10,000, along the similar lines. So I have no problem with with what the law says of 5,000, considering that you're out of our jurisdiction. But I tend to agree with Representative Yehola about the precedent being set of. Because I know a lot of churches, you know, that need help, you know, but don't qualify for it, and so they don't ask for help. I'm a member of a church right now that falls in that category. So I just cannot support the 35,200. But I could go with under the other law of supporting the nonprofit entities.
Any other comments or questions?
It's up to Mr. Representative Scott. I mean, it's as it stands right now, I can't vote for it, but I mean, if you want to amend it, I mean, you can, however you want to proceed, you know, if you want to go ahead and think it might make through committee, then as it is.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's what the committee's to vote on, mm-hmm. So, you know, I just put it to the vote.
Go ahead, Thomas.
Yes, you know, there is going to be a waiver, you know, for this. It's going to be about 11 votes, as I remember. It's going to take 11 votes to, you know, to pass this, you know, with the waiver. And, you know, three or four votes the other way, but, this will not pass. But then with the, if there's an amendment to the law, then, you know, the council has been more receptive, you know, to that.
Thank you. Go ahead, Rufus.
I think, you know, something as important as this, I think, you know, it should go before the full council. And so they'll know exactly what's going on. They may not know the whole story and stuff. And to me, I think it should be sent to the full council and stuff. And, you know, we're talking about precedents and stuff. It's already been said, you know, so. And then the law for the $5,000 nonprofit appropriation was waived, so you know that doesn't it's not relevant to it to me. So I'd rather have the full council, you know, and I just ask the committee to think about that as you vote instead, because you know we can do it as a council instead. So you know, we're not doing nothing that hadn't been done before. We're doing it, you know, legally and stuff. So, you know, now the vote is on us, you know. We can forget about the laws and stuff because they're taken care of. But now you vote with your heart and your conscience. So that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, I've been to that church before. And even though it's out of jurisdiction, you know, they do have a lot of love. You know, they still speak in the language, everything else. Everybody's just humble, friendly, and just like, you know, Pastor Tiger said, you know, if it wasn't for them, I didn't have no preacher for my dad. So I fully support this. Thank you.
Any other comments, questions? Yeah, I know we have, just like you were saying, we do have our process here. We do, and there's always precedent set. And just like these lawnmowers, you know, that one got purchased. Now we're coming. We've been every meeting. We're coming up with one, and you know, it is up to us. You know, I fully support any church. You know, but there are laws and there are processes and that we have to go through and the things that we have to look at. And if we do look at people in our jurisdiction, we have to look at that. You know, we have to take care of what we have, you know. I know Mr. Scott had talked about, you know, the price to pay for, you know, culture. You know, what are you saying about that with the Seminoles? They can't do it because they don't have the means, you know. Eventually, we may get to that. You know, we've got a lot of appropriations here, and you know, and I'm looking ahead, and at all this here, and we're going to have a discussion on this grant program after this we go through this. But I just, you know, it is something that is put on us, and we do have to make a heartfelt decision on this. No more questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
No.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 1 against.
3 in favor, 1 against. That motion passes. It'll be forwarded on to BF&J for a funding source. Next item we have is NCA 17-103, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending MCNCA Title 37 and Subsection 2-215, entitled Mound Building Oversight Committee and Revolving Fund. Sponsors Lucian Tiger III.
Motion to pass.
Motion to pass by Mark Randolph. Seconded by Del Beaver. Discussion.
I'm on
from the Mound Oversight Committee, and we took a vote because there was quite a bit of discussion that came up, and the last example was the sod that you see laid out around the mound building. I received a phone call the Tuesday morning after it was laid at about 10:40, letting me know that Anthony and myself need to water that sod. We all, everybody at this table knows that we don't have the equipment to water all the sod. So it brought to my attention that facilities said it, you know, it wasn't their responsibility. So I asked Alicia to pull up the legislation, and she came up with this Mount Building Oversight Committee Revolving Fund legislation. And if you will see on the first page, subsection 2-215, we have language in on line 26 through 28. Upkeep and maintenance of both the interior and exterior of the mound building, including lawn care, shall be the responsibility of the facilities department. With that being said, Anthony is the only employee that we have. Anthony is basically, his job description is a janitorial description, so he would still be responsible for the trash on the exterior of the building, also take care of the interior of the building, but this would make it clear who is responsible for the lawn care, upkeep and maintenance of the outside of the building, so there's no more question of who's supposed to take care of it. So that's where this came from.
Okay.
Any questions?
Any questions from the committee?
Why can Andy take it? Oh, I'm sorry.
Dale.
So just to be clear, GSA is responsible for the grounds, but not the building itself, right?
They're responsible for repairs and maintenance inside and outside.
Inside and outside.
Yes, Anthony, job description, janitorial duties. So we don't have the mowers, you know, we did have a weed eater. We don't have the mowers. We definitely didn't have anything to take care of watering because the irrigation wasn't put in yet. So like I said, basically that was just thrown up on Anthony myself to go rounding up equipment. The facilities already had the equipment to water the lawn. So I had to run around and get ideas from someone and ended up getting the BIA to come bring, you know, to bring water line hoses, fire hoses down and connect to the main for us so we can water.
So that affect Anthony's job description or job title?
No. No, because nothing in here speaks of janitorial duties at all.
No.
But his duties will still be the same, they won't change. He just won't be responsible for mowing the lawn and watering the lawn if it needs.
Mark. Who took care of it before? I mean, it's just now an issue, or it's been an issue?
It's been an issue. Several things that, you know, came up, and I did have a meeting with Mr. Dowdy, Ms. Hompe, Judge Bigler also sat in on the meeting, discussed mowing of the lawn, and Mr. Dowdy said they would be responsible for mowing of the lawn except for up in the corners, so we would be responsible for buying a lawnmower just to mow the corners when facilities already had the equipment is able to do that. So that's all this does is just specifically who's responsible for lawn care.
And Bill Dowdy said it was their responsibility.
No, it was referred back to a piece of legislation. You know, that the mound building is not to be touched by anybody, you know, but the mound oversight committee. So that's when I went back and found the legislation. You need to be made clear because we had $15,000 worth of sod that was getting ready to die. Anthony and I didn't go out there and work the sod. Nobody wanted to chip in, participate, you know, help at all. So that's why we as a committee decided it needed to be clear who needed to take care of the lawn care outside of the mound when it came to watering, mowing, weed eating, so on and so forth.
Does Anthony have time? I mean, I hate to see us forcing somebody when this is, were we taking care of it before?
No, they've mowed the outside. The weed eater, I don't even know where the weed eater is. We had a weed eater one time, but not a mower.
Can we ask you, Chief? Mm-hmm. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Chief, can you talk to us about this? What's your take on this is?
I think I became aware of the situation about the same time Speaker did when the sod was put down. I did speak with Mr. Dowdy, and he provided a couple position descriptions, I guess, of their facilities people, and then I guess the gentleman works here. And but they weren't really specific that they can't do certain things. It's just where they were located, is what I could gather reading it. So I think we do need to get some clarity on it. I've spoken to Mr. Dowdy a couple times since then, and they are coming in, I think, and now I'm doing more work that they weren't before. But they had planned on the grass mowing, but I think he's planning to take care of that now. But that could change if we have somebody else involved. So I haven't read the original legislation on it, but I'd be glad to take a look at it and give you further comment about it. That was passed. Is this amended? Okay. I think that one. We need to make certain what, who has what responsibility regarding the mound. My concern is if you made an investment, I hate to see the investment go down the drain, so to speak, just because right. people are not wanting to be responsible for maintaining it. That's my main concern.
Thank you. For myself, I was thinking, I hate to see us force somebody. I mean, it says right in here, it's clear, you know, pretty much. And I guess my concern is sometimes people have made statements that we're not making our people work, but we want them to come over here and work. And I'm just going to be honest with what I've heard. I've come in here and people will be here in the auditorium, not only from here, but facilities also, you know. And so I don't know if there's a lack of time or who wants to take responsibility. I wish it would have been settled without having to go through this. I mean, honestly.
Chair?
Yes.
Representative Roth, that's the main reason that we as the Mount Oversight Committee decided to do this for clarity, because there was no clarity on who really was going to take care of that. You know, as the janitorial responsibilities, lawn care, in my opinion, shouldn't fall under the janitorial responsibilities, and that's why there was just no clarity whether it was, you know, whoever is the janitor for the building or if it's facilities or whoever, and that's why as a Mount Oversight Committee we voted on this to get clarity, clarification of who really was responsible for it. You know, 20 years from now, they're still going to know who's responsible just for, basically, the only change is the lawn care. That's the main thing. So that's why, again, that's why it was voted on, to be specific, to be clear of responsibilities. Like I say, I'd already met Ms. Hompe. She was on the phone because she hasn't been able to come to work. And, you know, Mr. Dye did agree to take care of everything you give the rider. So that would put us from buying a push mower. You're responsible for that when it, you know, that's something that, in my opinion, if you're going to do 95% of it, you might as well finish the other 5. So that's how we came to vote on this. Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Representative Randolph.
Any other questions? Yes, Dale.
It's really not a question, but more of a statement. You know, this has been an issue for a long time, ever since I've been here at the tribe. You know, there's always been a question of, well, who's responsible for what? And it goes beyond, you know, just mowing lawns too, you know, but it also, even a housing had that issue for a while, who's responsible for what, who pays for what. And so anytime you can get more clarification on law board, but this is going for a long time, but not even here for now, but just other places too. So I'm glad to see some clarification on things, like who's responsible.
All right, thank you. Any other comments, questions? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against, that motion passes.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Last item we have is NCA 17-0106, a law in Schoolcraft Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to the New Beginnings Baptist Church. Sponsors Dale Beaver.
Chairman, make the motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Dale Beaver. Seconded by Thomas Shahola. Discussion.
Daniel Wynn, he's the youth pastor at New Beginnings. Any questions for him, but you can kind of see the breakdown of the budget in the back. They raised the majority of the what it cost to go to Falls Creek. And we just want $846 to cover the rest of the cost. Dan's here. Yeah.
Okay.
If y'all would like to roll that up to 50,000, I'd be okay with that.
Any questions from the committee? No questions? Roll call vote.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman, I'm 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes. And before it on to BF&J for funding source.
Thank you, Del.
Thank you for being here. And we're down to other business. In other business, we had our discussion on these camps, camp houses, fellowship halls, and grants program. I know we've been having a lot of different ones come in, and I know I've talked to several of different ones about how we can improve our grant program. You know, sometimes what we do have in this grant application, it doesn't fall into whatever that is, and I'm going to open this up for discussion by anybody that wants to bring anything up over this grant program. Yes, Dale.
Well, I think, you know, I think we can all get sort of obvious that, you know, the mowers needs to be somehow incorporated into this grant program. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly how, but I think that any time that the church needs something and they come to the tribe, then there has to be some type of way to keep track of that. And I said, I don't know exactly what all the answers, but I think that whether it be they use... I see it's tiered. You know, grant award one is not to exceed 5,000, two, not to exceed 10,000, and that type of stuff. So, I don't know if we just open it up to, you know, whatever the church needs. You know, if they want to use, I mean, I just don't know, but I think we need to figure out how to incorporate this somehow. And, you know, a church can't, you know, buy a mower every single year. You know, it has to be a term limit, I guess, on that. You know, maybe every 4 years or something like that, or 5 years, however it may be. But you know, I just think that we have to have something in place and somehow amend this ceremonial ground church's application, grant application. So, but I don't know whatever other people think about it also.
All right. Thank you, Dale. Go ahead, Mark.
We've kind of discussed, we've talked about it all along since the first time we got a lawnmower. And I think it's just like the camp houses. I mean, you just do a bill, it says print it, and allow so much money. We said, well, we need to check and see how much money we turned back in the last 2 or 3 years and say we allow $60,000 per year for lawnmowers and put it in the grant. Alicia, that's pretty much what we did with the camp houses. Speaker and I had discussed it, and when it was brought to my attention, well, the person they were thinking about in Okemah, he's my relative, so I didn't want to do a bill. And I talked up with the chairman also. I said, you know, if we can find whoever, and I know Grover Wynn had talked to me, he had somebody, because there has to be somebody that's going to give us a really good deal if we just buy all these lawnmowers from them. One thing I noticed in our invoices back from October, if we were to buy them out of season, they were a lot cheaper. They were at least $1,000 cheaper back in October when we got quotes. Now that, you know, it's lawn mowing season, we're paying the price for it. So I think it's kind of like we'll just do some research, and if somebody wants to sponsor that, you can just look at that camp house bill and put a, you know, maybe it's just one time thing until, you know, everybody gets one, and then we can consider it in the future again if needed. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mark. Thomas.
Well, you know, I think the ceremonial grounds, I think they get a maintenance amount every 4 years, mm-hmm. you know, for equipment, you know, for whatever they need, chainsaws or whatever. And they use it for whatever. So I think too that that could maybe be kind of a model that we could use for the law force. They'll get one every 4 years if needed, but they need to, you know, maintain those too. Can't get one every year. They got to learn to take care of it. Put them in a safe place. You know, I know a lot of things been missing everywhere, you know, churches and grounds and everything else. And so it just needs to be secured. So that's my comment.
All right. Thank you, Thomas.
Oh, one more thing is to be sure and get receipts. Because I went and I've got one of those lists of some of the churches that got appropriations. And it wasn't very good an amount on those that we got receipts on.
Mm-hmm.
Just that needs to be re-emphasized. Something needs to be done there. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, we in the council, you know, we're accountable, you know, for our travel or whatever. So, you know, I think we're the model for that. So, I think, you know, they should be the same.
Mm-hmm.
They should be responsible. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, go ahead.
I agree with the Oliver's in Brainerd. So, using that as your guideline, also, I agree with just $60,000, $50,000, whatever we agree upon, 5 years. I think 5 years is a good number. There's no reason that a good quality mower should last 5 years. I think that'd be a great idea. Thank you.
Yeah, I know me. Mark and I have talked about this, and also I've spoken with Dale, and you know, there are good ideas on this. You know, maybe we can, like you said, expand what they can get every year. You know, even with this other, what we got with these other, the fellowship hall, you know, it was there to try to space it out for everybody, you know. I mean, we're getting bombarded with all these requests now, but if we can get it to where, like you said, it's, you know, every so often, in a certain amount, you know, I think it works well with what you did with the, what you brought up about the propane, even the camp houses, or, you know, I think that works well. You know, okay, we're going to set them out for this. Once we get that point, maybe that's it. You know, and how often can they come back? That's something we can decide on also. But I appreciate everybody's input on all this, and, you know, and it's something that we do need to look at, because how much are we returning back with this, you know, $1 million that's put in there, you know? And that's we do help a lot of churches. We help a lot of churches in the ceremonial grounds. I mean, you know, we went over to a Cherokee, you know, asked what they did, and they don't do anything. I mean, they don't receive anything. You know, we do try to help. You know, and with this other one that's out of our jurisdiction, you know, where does it end there? If it begins, sure, it started. We all know that, you know, but sometimes we have to look at it in a way like, okay, but we still have to take care of who we have, you know, and I believe that. But anybody else have any comment? Yes.
I think it's the same thing, too, with overseeing with Falls Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Before, we just had one or two people come for Falls Creek, but now, and it's the same way, you know, if somebody sees it, and why can't, and we said the same thing when we got our first lawnmower, we was like, we've got to get everybody one now.
Mm-hmm.
We get one, we got to be consistent, treat everybody fairly, and so even maybe we should look at a bill, because at one time we were returning as much as $400,000,
mm-hmm.
close to half the grand. That's why we looked at propane, that's why we looked at these camp houses, you know. We wanted to use the money. There was even legislation at one time that wanted to take half of it,
mm-hmm.
and said, we'll give it back later. And we were afraid that wouldn't happen. We wanted it to benefit the grounds and the churches. And I think there's ways of doing it, and where we don't have to do these special appropriations, and we can limit it, you know, and everything. And even looking in the off season for our lawnmowers. I mean, I know the need's great right now, but We could save money. We could save a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes, Dale.
Yeah, the Falls Creek issue, that's a good one too. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I would even go so far as to say that we help no more.
church are supposed to do your part also, you know. And I wouldn't be really opposed to even having lawnmowers. You know, I know we're supposed to help, but as a church, you're supposed to help yourself too. So, and you got to sacrifice. That's all about. That's all about being sacrificing your money, your time, that type of stuff. So, you know, it's just something to think about. You know, as far as like, especially something like Foster, you know, no more than half, because even the program of Nancy Mason, right? They only do up to half, 250 or up to half. You know, I mean, and that's what we're teaching our kids, right? And so, but yet, then we become adults, and then they rely on the tribe to fund everything. So that don't really make a whole lot of sense to me. But anyway, just something to think about. And also the fleet management. I talked to Shane Hullaby probably last year about mowers, and they can, and he can get, if the tribe buys the mowers, they can get state prices for mowers. So, and I think he quoted me a couple prices on some pretty big mowers, like 16-inch digs, that type of stuff, for about the same price that we're seeing on these mowers. So, I mean, another way to think about things is using the tribe, their fleet prices.
All right, thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Chairman. We're holding for a work session here in the near future, and I think this will definitely be a really good topic to discuss in the work session. Whatever we decide to do, whoever sponsors it, would probably be a good idea for the rest of the council to co-sponsor on that. So if you agree with it as a group, push it through that way. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chairman.
All right, thank you. I have a comment on that, with this, with the False Creek. Helping with them, I think we had talked about this. I mean, Mark and I was saying that, you know, who take care of, like, all the trash and all that around, you know, when we have our festival? Is it volunteer? Do we pay people to do that?
Facilities
do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. So they're paying somebody. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Chairman. I think the total is between 8,000 and 10,000. Is that right? When Ms. Rogan, that what it was? Ms. Rogan, about 9,000.
I can also say from Park to Park, we were paying around $3,000 a week.
We also have employees, we have facilities. And I don't know if you've ever noticed, but those trash bags fill up quick. Mm-hmm. It isn't just a handful of people. And to have to do that, because I've talked to the guys from facilities that have picked up the trash, how fast, and then the bathrooms, how messy the bathrooms get when they're called in to mess with the store, do all these things. And so it takes a lot of people, and that's a lot of work.
I'd hate to take something away from who's getting paid, but at the same time, I'd like to think like some of these churches can volunteer with money that we are donating to them. They can, you know, there's a number of churches that could help, or any one of them that, you know, if they receive anything that they could, you know, donate their time and, you know, picking up trash or whatever. I don't know. And I know we talked about that, and I don't know how well that would be received. And it's something that, you know, you get something, you give something in return. But anyway, that was kind of a thought that we had and discussed. But any other questions and comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I just want to kind of go on what Representative Beaver said. I talked to a pastor about how the churches are kind of relying on the nation now for, you know, for all their needs. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, we're supposed to, like you say, we're supposed to do it ourselves. We're supposed to do it ourselves, you know, mm-hmm. because I think that you're supposed to toil in order to provide, you know, for yourself or your families or your visitors. You know, I know at the ground when I, before we got the appropriations, you know, we did it ourselves. You know, we raised money or we worked for the money and we put it aside. And so we had it. We knew a year ahead of time what we were going to do, how much it takes, or you save up. But that's part of your sacrifice, is to provide for your visitors, your family, and all others. So that's where your blessing comes from, is that. So we kind of forget about that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Any questions?
Thank
Hey, you know, I always think this about our grant. If we didn't have the money, I could see that, but we have. And I wasn't the one that did it. Somebody on council had foresight, and they put aside $1 million per year for the churches and for the grants. And that's just the way I look at it. I think we have the resources. Why shouldn't we help? Before, yeah, our folks, they sacrificed and they did all these things, and it was hard work. But, you know, with this, and I know we're supposed to teach and all that, but you don't see that. And if we wait for volunteers, and if we wait for people that are going to step forward and do this, what if they don't? You know, and it's nice. I mean, I don't see us building these huge churches like you see some places, or these immaculate camp houses. It's just nice things. It's, to me, it's good that our people have money. We generate millions and millions of dollars through our revenue, through our gaming. And for myself, I've always had the goal to recycle our money and for to see some of that money go back to our people. Our money is always going out the window. It's always going to somebody else's hands. We've made a lot of people rich, you know, and never thought twice about it. And so that's my little soapbox things, but that's just how I feel. Thank you.
All right. Well, I appreciate everybody's input and everybody's comments. And, but yeah, if we could put that on work session, that would really be beneficial, and having everybody else's input with that. All right. That's it on that. Next we have is announcements. Anybody have any announcements? No announcements. Now we're down to our benediction adjournment. Dale, would you give us our benediction when the service adjournment?
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to come together, Lord, and do the tribe's business, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you for just all the different ideas and all the different input that we see tonight, Lord. And Lord, I just ask that you just bless us and guide us as we go home, Lord. Give us tribal and race, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.
Man, thank you, man.
Good job.
Appreciate you, Chairman.
Appreciate you very much.